Roger that. That's okay. Listen, that's how you start, you know? And you're showing an interest in the hobby, so you're pursuing it. And in order to pursue it, you got to get your license. And that's kind of the nice part of amateur radio operators and stuff. It's a way to go, you know? It's a real good thing. So you're doing a good job. And the way that you're going about it with the exams is the way to do it. Studying and getting to the point where you get your percentage of accuracy up higher and higher on those tests. Then when you sit at a testing location, you're going to do fine and you'll get your next upgrade of license level. So no problem. It sounds like you're studying for the general, so that's excellent. I had a young man who actually worked with me, and he kept talking about his interest, and then one day he was late as hell from work. And I said, why are you late? Why are you this late? I mean, this is like really a lot. He said, well, you know, Part 97, and I said, I kind of spun around, I said, Andrew, 97 of the FCC's regulations, and yeah. And I said, why? That's the wrong way to do it. And I said, look, take a week off, no pay, and study every day, and I'll sit right here and go over it with you. And every time you're ready to take a test, and we'll go over the answers, and we'll rock through it again, and we'll keep doing that all day long. And by the end of the week, I think Saturday, there was a test scheduled, and he registered for that one, and he went to that, and he took absolutely everything off extra and did it all in one day. So it's doable, man, and you can do it too.
The Great 3-8.
That is absolutely amazing. That is just outstanding to hear that. By the way, what was your call sign again?